Okay. Yeah, if you want to move that a little bit closer to you. Hey, 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 welcome to another week of the Animal House Show. I'm your host, Vicki Graham. And oh my god, my microphone's falling apart. I like the spongy thing here. I know, I'm breaking the radio. Just like Kim Kardashian broke the internet. What, I know, it's still working, huh? Anyways, did you see all those goofs from Kim Kardashian's, you know, butt? I think Ellen and Portia did their Christmas card that way. So I thought it was pretty funny. Anyways, that has nothing to do with animals. Well, maybe it does. I don't know. I don't know. Kardashians, they considered animals? Ooh, yeah. Len's cringing over here. Anyways, so I know that's a bad one. So, hey, welcome to another week. Another live call-in show. Remember, Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern. For the next hour, you could call in. Please don't call in and wake up Len out of a dead sleep because you're calling in because you're listening to one of our archive shows. So once again, we are live because it is Tuesday, 5 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Eastern, and you're listening to the Animal House Show on CosmicBroadcasting.com. And let me throw out the numbers really, really quick. I'm hoping we get a lot of calls today because this is something that I've sort of been avoiding, this whole subject, and really it's hit me hard, or been right in my face, I should say, this past year, is the loss of a pet. So we're gonna talk about a couple different ways when the best time to know is, who you could seek out for advice. I always say your veterinarian's the best person. And how to deal with them, how to keep them in your memory, how to keep, you know, them alive in your, well, hopefully they'll always be alive in your heart, but some different ways to make the transition a little bit easier for you. So I do have a couple guests on. I have Skye here in the studio from Homeward Bound. Hi, Skye. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine.
Good, good. This is her first time, so be nice when you call in. Oh, yeah, I did say I mentioned those phone numbers, didn't I? So the phone numbers to call in, 719-362-8852 or 719-362-8853. So, you know, if you just have a story about a loved pet, or that has passed already, has gone on to the bridge, that's what everybody says, they've gone to the bridge. Because if dogs don't go to heaven, I'm certainly going wherever they are. You know, I pretty resign myself anyways that I may not be going there. But I try to do good. Not saying that I don't sin, because who knows, that's not the case. Anyways, so, but I want to go wherever my dogs go. And we have also Tony on the line. Tony, you there?
I am.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. I want to say hi to Skye, my dear friend Skye.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm good, Skye.
Good to talk to you again.
I didn't know you were going to be on.
Yeah. I just found out about it myself.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody else, and she passed me on to Skye. And Tony, you originally found me through a LinkedIn group, the Women in the Pet Industry group on LinkedIn, and sent me an email, and I figured you sent me the email, perfect time to do the show. Get it over with. I know it sounds horrible. I really don't want you guys here. No, that's not the case at all.
But, thank you so much for having me. I'll be going now.
Yeah, I know, really. I'm so bad. But this is the Animal House Show, so, I mean, we have to keep it to, you know, our standard, or lack thereof standards, right, Len? Len's like, there's no standards here. Anyway, so, and actually, originally, I found you through the Pet Loss Professionals Association, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, or you found me, and you said you were with them. You're head of the Supplier Council, and but you also own a couple of businesses yourself. One
Memory Vessels.
Right, Memory Vessels. And, of course, Faithful Friends is an online site where actually people with all animals could meet there, gather there, share their stories, and a really cool little website.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to say, Vicki, I don't think you should be nervous or afraid to discuss pet death, because Guy and I both know it's a natural part of caring for a beloved pet. And rather than not talk about it, speaking about it, learning about it, and understanding the options that are available now for things that didn't used to exist, like in-home euthanasia and
sure.
unique, meaningful ways to memorialize,
no,
just
that
helps us travel through that.
Yeah,
that
no, not that
process.
I'm scared to talk about it. It's, you know, it's just I don't know how popular of a show it's going to be because it is. Yeah. So it's still. No matter what we try to do and tell people, it's still taboo and people don't want to talk about it like they want to hear about, you know, the service dogs of the military.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. You know, that's it's just it's not a taboo subject. It's just not a subject people want to. And hopefully, and it needs to be a subject people want to talk about and people want to hear about.
People don't want to talk about or go through, but everyone does, and they need to
have some outlets.
Right.
This is it's a totally necessary show.
And it's far better to discuss it, figure out what you might want to do in the future, and have those plans in place before the time actually comes.
You know,
it's so much easier.
Yeah,
to
you know, it's funny. We all have our plans in place, and I have my plans in place for what will happen to my animals if I pass before them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's going to take care of them? But who's? We also need to know how to take care of them when it's that time to transition. When we're still here.
Exactly.
You could do a whole show on that, Vicki, on planning, advanced planning for your pets and providing with pet trust, et cetera. That's another topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll wait another few months for that one. Hopefully next week we'll have some, you know, mascots of football or something on. You know, it is football season, you know. But yeah. I I've gone it through. And this is one reason I was thinking about it, and it was almost perfect timing, Tony, that you contacted me, because a friend on Facebook posted that she just got back from vacation, and it was so nice to see her dog and everything, except her dog is getting to the place where he's fallen down the stairs a couple times, and he really can't go outside anymore, and a few of us were like, you need to start thinking about doing this. You know, don't keep him around for you, just because you're feeling good that he's there with you.
Right.
You know, and so that's what got me going. I mean, I'm not going to say it's gotten easier for me. I just know how to handle it because I've gone through it so much. Actually, my whole family has. My mom has lost one or two. My brother's lost one. And I've lost four this year since April.
That's hard to unfortunately, we also get a lot of animals at the same time because we've started out our life when, you know, we're starting to get independent and we get our pets and they're all the same age.
Right.
And then they get old at the same time, too. And then so we have a tendency to lose a lot of them.
Yes. And I'm glad none of mine were unexpected or they didn't go through any kind of big trauma or anything like that. That would be a lot harder for me, I think. You know, losing them, knowing they were in pain like that,
right.
You know, at the end. But
you know, Vicki, what you're mentioning makes me think, Skye, about in-home hospice for pets is available now.
Oh, definitely. And we've got a couple of veterinarians and services in Colorado Springs, and I know you have them in Denver as well.
And you can use faithfulfriends.com. We have a services tab with the drop-down menu. And in-home hospice and in-home euthanasia, you just plug in your zip code and you can find them wherever you are in the country.
Oh, that's great.
That's terrific. Because we'd like to point out this is obviously, you know, Skye is here in Colorado Springs. This is where we broadcast. We have listeners all over the world. And you're out of Denver. But, we actually usually have a lot in Kansas and Texas, England, Brazil, I don't know. So it's
Japan.
Nice. Yes, to plan. Everybody has animals. Well, most of us love our animals.
Well, Vicki, for your friend, she may want to look into finding some counsel from a veterinarian or an in-home hospice professional who can evaluate her dog.
Right. Yes. Now talk, speaking about hospice, I don't know if I don't know. I could see the people aspect, the dogs. I don't know if I want to see them I guess it would be managing their pain. Is it managing their pain before they go and everything?
Definitely.
Because once there's no more manage of pain, I think it's definitely time that it happens, not waiting for them to die while they're in pain.
Correct. And, you know, in a hospice situation, they're trying to alleviate pain
right.
and create comfort until such time as the animal cannot be, you know, the pain cannot
sure.
be alleviated anymore. And then whether it's a lucky thing or not, with our pets, we can make that choice
right.
for them.
Right.
You know.
But and that's one reason, like I said, another reason for the show, people are more times than not selfish and not selfless when it comes to their pets. You know, they keep them around probably a lot longer than they should.
Well, and I'm guilty of the same thing. It's
yeah.
very difficult, and our pets oftentimes don't make it easy because they may have one good day and
oh,
then a
sure.
couple of bad days.
Sure.
And about the time you think, oh, okay, I, you know.
Yeah.
And then they have a good day, and it's very difficult.
But I know that. So my last one I put down just a few weeks ago, Kane, dedicated a show to Kane. He was just 10 years old, my Ridgeback, which is a decent age, a senior for a large dog. But he had one of those sinus tumors, just couldn't
right.
do anything about, and it was starting to eat into his skull
right.
and his brain. And the medication helped enough, but once he started flinching again and didn't want us near him, I just knew it was time. I mean, there was nothing else I could do to manage his pain. And, you know, it was already progressed. And, yeah, of course, he was full of adrenaline and everything when we took him into the vet. But, I knew it had to be. I did not want him. Plus, the night before, he separated himself. He actually did not come up to bed. He laid on the couch. And that is
yeah.
one of the telltale signs.
Sure.
You know, when the pet starts separating from you.
When the animals go off by themselves.
When they go off by themselves.
Right.
It's time to start thinking about it, definitely, if you haven't yet.
Correct.
You know, so.
And it's a very difficult decision to make, regardless.
It is. I actually called. I had no plans on doing it that day, but when he didn't come up to bed that, you know, the night before,
right.
I called into work, said, I'm not coming in, and made the appointment, and because I knew I would, you know, there's always a possibility of people backing out, and that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That happens a lot. Because it is left up to us. But I always say it's the last loving act that you could show towards your pet.
Right.
You know, and they expect that from you. You showed them love all their lives. This is the last thing you could do for them.
Right.
To keep them, you know.
I agree. I've said the same things.
Yeah. You know,
this is the last best thing you can do to provide good care.
Exactly.
For that pet that was there for you. Through thick and thin.
Exactly. And exactly. My mom told me that a long time ago. Luckily, I got my animal-loving genes, and, you know, kids could stay away. You know, people, kids. Human kids. I love my daughter. I do. But
we have our four-legged hairy kids with tails, too.
So. I know. But my whole family's always been more about animals than about humans, so I don't know. So how did you guys, let me ask you, Tony, how did you get involved in the whole animal thing? I mean, what made you decide to start, you know, Memory Vessels and Faithful Friends? And did you do this before you became involved with the PLPA?
That's actually how I met Skye, was through PLPA. Through a series of my own human and pet losses, I created my keepsake memory vessels, which are unique in the world in that they have two compartments for storing physical mementos like cremated remains or fur, whiskers, where you could have something from Fluffy and something from Rover, along with a USB flash drive so you can have your photos and videos of your beloved pet in one piece. And we're such a mobile society anymore that you like to have a little something that's portable you can take with you and always have those memories and that memento with you. So I have been marketing into the end-of-life industry in the human area with them.
Oh,
and
right.
through that, there's a PLPA is a nonprofit under the umbrella of the International Cemetery Cremation and Funeral Association. And we are dedicated to educating and standardizing the treatment and ethical care of people and pets as you're anticipating, preparing for, or experiencing the death of a pet. So that led me to create FaithfulFriends.com, which is an online social community to both celebrate our pets and share photos, videos, stories, find resources, share tips. But we also have a memorial area where I wanted to create a safe place to seek or lend support when you're going through what you're facing with the decline or the ultimate passing of a pet. And that's how I was inspired then to create both the Memory Vessels and FaithfulFriends.com. And through my involvement with PLPA, I've ended up now as the chair of the supplier committee, mm-hmm. and am exposed to a lot of really clever, unique items and ways to memorialize and remember your pets. And that's how I met Skye, because Skye is a PLPA member, a very valued and important one, and she upholds all the standards of a certified PLPA member. And we have certified pet grief counselors to help people get through the period that they need the grieving.
Sure.
Don't get over it, you just get through it.
Right. Are there grief counselors specifically for just pets?
Yes, and, there are.
Yeah. Yes, there are people, and PLPA has a certification program, and for anyone who works with pets, veterinarians, pet cemeterians, crematoriums, pet grief counselors, they can attend our courses and become certified.
I see my vet has them, and I know the Humane Society offers it as well, you know, here. They actually have flyers they'll give out to people for pet counseling.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know Skye, actually, I think I know of Homer Bout. I've known of you guys for years because you work with a lot of vets. They'll call you.
Yes, I do.
And, you know, they'll set up all the arrangements. You come and, you know, pick them up. Tell us about your process, because I know there are some questions. People have had questions, well, how do I know I'm getting my pet's remains back? And I've just always known, I think, from the first time. I know you put something metal in with them, to like a tag.
Precisely. Well, correct. And that's how we got started on this. Just takes me all the way back to the beginning.
Yeah.
My husband's a veterinarian, and I was an animal technician.
Mm-hmm.
We had a veterinary clinic here in town for almost 20 years.
Right.
And we used a service out of Denver for the aftercare of the pets.
Sure.
And we had an instance that happened one time that was just absolutely devastating to me, where we had sent a dog off to the service in Denver, got those pets' ashes back, and gave them back to the owner.
Uh-huh.
3 weeks later, we got the same pet back. And I called
Holy
the gentleman.
Crap. Okay.
I said, how do I know which animal is the right one? Was this the right dog now, or is this the one 3 weeks ago, was that right?
And it wasn't even your pet, but you were devastated because the person is entrusting you to take care of this. Yeah.
They're our veterinary clients, but they're also our friends.
Sure.
And people we're close to, and we love their animals just as much.
Right.
And we couldn't bear to see that happening anymore. So we started a pet crematorium here in Colorado Springs, along with another one of the veterinarians in town. And that's how we got started, and that's why. Because we wanted to
know. And you set up a system that's pretty much, I mean, it's foolproof, basically. You attach this tag to the animal.
Yeah, we've got a metal ID disc that's numbered.
Right.
Every pet that comes into our care gets assigned a number right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And that tag stays with them throughout the entire process.
Gotcha.
And it goes into the crematorium with them. It comes back out with them, and it continues on until they're placed in their urn and returned back to the pet parent that, you know, wants to make sure.
Well, let's talk more about that, about your crematorium and cremating the animals.
Okay.
And, of course, some other ways we could do this through, you know, through Tony and different people she knows, you know, the keepsake she does, and you know, and she was telling me about some really cool things that are now out, you know, like you know, biodegradable kind of thing, like trees and stuff, which is totally, I had no clue. Anyways, but that's often the case, right, Lynn? Vicki has no clue whatsoever. She's just here talking into this microphone every week. He's signaling that we need to take a break. So if you guys hold on, we'll take about 3 minutes for our sponsors and be back with you. You are listening to CosmicBroadcasting.com.
Are you tired of cleaning and want more time that is stress-free? For over 7 years, Clean Castle Service has been doing the nitty-gritty chores in your home or office. Call today for your free consultation and let our staff tailor-fit a cleaning schedule that meets your needs, whether it's weekly cleans to the one-time deep clean. Call 719-323-7155 or visit us at cleancastleservice.com and let our friendly staff serve you. Again, 719-323-7155. That's Clean Castle Service, where you are royalty.
A new Fit You is waiting to emerge at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio. Hi, I'm Tom, and I have a variety of ways to help you strengthen your body and mind. Whether it's individual personal training, class sessions in martial arts, or my nutrition workshops, I have what it takes to help build self-confidence, learn self-defense, or just blow off some steam. We always all have steam to blow off daily. Classes are available for adults and kids. Just call, click, or come by and let me help you take the first step to a new, healthier you. We're located at 2519 Airport Road in the lower level. You can call us at 719-930-6365 or check out www.tchafer.com. Again, T C Hafer, SEEHAFER.com for more information. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio.
Hey world, it's on. That's right. Make sure you follow Action Radio on Twitter at Heat975Action and Facebook, facebook.com/actionradio.live. But more importantly, tune in every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. to Action Radio with your host, Jazzy Jazz.
You can simply follow us on Twitter. Follow us at Cosmic Broadcast One.
Hey, welcome back to the Animal House Show. You can find us on the animalhouseshow.com or cosmicbroadcasting.com. If you're not listening Tuesdays at 5 Mountain, 7 Eastern, you can find us on iTunes or Podomatic or just Google us. Put Animal Radio Show in and you'll find us. So, or just put Vicki Graham in, you'll probably find a lot of other stuff. But the Animal Show will be in there somewhere, who knows. But I want to thank once again and welcome back both Sky and Tony, our guests today. And like I said, we're talking about pet loss and pet loss as far as death and the transition, you know, for people. Now, and Sky and I were just talking about, you know, the counseling and the pet loss support groups, and that's what the Humane Society has here. They hand out information for a pet loss support group, which Homeward Bound actually sponsors and does free of charge for people. So that's totally awesome. I don't think I've ever needed it. I'm a pretty strong person myself and rationalize, and you know, I know what's best. So it's actually a sigh of relief for me knowing my pets are no longer in pain. Correct. You know, so and I think that's how most people should approach it, saying, okay, they're in a better place now, they're no longer in pain. But it's hard for people.
It
was really hard for my daughter. My daughter's 21 now, and it was, gosh, it was it had to be four years ago. I had to put down was her dog. You know, we got him when she was a year old, and she still every once in a while will see a picture and just break down.
Yeah,
just break down.
She grew
crying
up with him.
Okay, yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. Totally grew up with him, and do you also do that, Tony? Are you?
I am
do you
not
also,
a certified pet grief counselor, but we make them available. And about every 2 months, I get a call from somebody who says, "I don't know what's wrong with me. I've had other pets die, but Heidi died 10 days ago. I can't go into the room. I can't get through it. And so we try to align them with one of our certified pet grief counselors. One of the goals with the website is to start having, in the next couple of months, we're going to be building in a pet chat so that people can
chat with
come
each other.
Together and,
gotcha.
And talk it out.
Well, and that's what's key.
It can be very hard. In fact, yeah. I know of people who have lost a pet 20 years ago. They're like Mr. Bojangles. They still grieve. And everyone grieves their own way.
Sure.
But the one thing I'd like to suggest is it's so hard to lose a pet.
It is.
But it's so good to think that that pet enjoyed a life with shelter and a family and food and not roughing it out on the streets. And it's always hard to lose one, but it's so good to welcome a new one.
Exactly.
And I very much encourage people to adopt when they can.
Yeah. What's that saying? You know, you see it on some pictures and stuff that go around. You know, when one pet leaves, you can never replace them, but they leave a place in your heart, and every new pet you get enlarges your heart even more.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, I totally believe that. Could never replace any member of your family.
Right. And there's people that come in to our pet loss support groups, and they have, it's been anywhere from a week to a year, and they haven't actually processed all the grief yet. And in many cases, they're not getting the support for that grief process through their friends and family.
A lot of them, I think, are embarrassed about it. Not so much anymore with social media, because people post about it all the time.
But when they've been grieving for a while, then they get from their friends and family, well, it's already been a month or 3 months. Why are you still crying? And get over it.
I have to say I've thought that same thing. I've never said anything to people, but there's a few people that have lost them, you know, a year ago, and I'm just like, that's just, I don't know, it's just strange to me, because I just, you know, it's devastating, but like I said, I've never been one of those really emotional, and like I said, I'm a rational person.
Right.
I'm more than emotional.
CEOs of major corporations who have been felled to the floor in the fetal position because their dog died, and it just deals them a blow that is so deep in their heart that, and other people can move on and say, I enjoyed my life with my pet, and I'm glad we had it together. I'll always miss you and love you, and move on. It's very personal, and I think that talking about it more and more, as Sky said earlier, is a great way for people to know this is normal.
Well, and
you're allowed to grieve.
The groups are so much nicer because everybody there is being supportive, and they are not saying, oh, gee,
they're all going through the same thing.
They're not saying get over it.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a dog or just a cat.
Sure.
Because it wasn't just a dog.
And I would never say that. I just don't understand just because I don't go through it the same way they do. You know. And sometimes,
People that are... Yeah. We have one of our notable veterinarians here in town that he can't come to our facility at all. He can't process that.
Wow.
And, you know, so different people deal with it in different ways.
Yeah.
And we all have to acknowledge that however you're grieving, it's okay.
Yeah, I've always thought about becoming a veterinarian, but I didn't think I could handle it seeing animals hurt. I mean, I'm one of those people who has that app, I can't remember what it's called, the dog, something hurt dog, or the dog survives, or something, where it tells you each movie at what place in each movie if an animal gets hurt, so you could avoid that.
Oh my god! That's fun. I was just gonna say, I can watch a movie and watch 10 people get shot up.
Oh yeah, me too.
The dog gets hurt. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah, exactly. I'm even that way with like animated stuff, and I don't watch a lot of animated. But I'm like, okay, I'm such a loser. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I mean the animated stuff. Come on, it's animated.
My sister and I sobbed our way through the movie Bolt, which was the animated one about the dog.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Bambi. What could be more classic than Bambi?
Yeah, yeah. And that's a cartoon, too.
I know. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, Bambi. You know, I've never seen movies like Dances with Wolves. I won't, you know, Free Willy. Right. None of that stuff. I'm like, no, I'm not going to. No, I'm just not going to. I'm not going to put myself through that.
Right.
But I'm able with my dog because I know they're no longer, you know, that's like a devastating or traumatic thing in the movie usually. You know, it's not somebody who's spent your whole life and you're doing this for the betterment of them, to ease them from their pain.
Right.
You know, so, but I'm just like, okay, I'm such a sucker. People know I'm a sucker for animals. People, I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
Well, obviously you have this show.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about.
You know, but I'd like to say one way to help besides finding support is to find, I know there are different ways people memorialize their pets, and you alluded to, Vicki, what we were talking about, alternatives to just having an urn. There are a lot of very clever urns that can be personalized now.
Sure.
Even with the, like a bronze sculpture of your pet. You mentioned about biodegradable urns, which is a kind and gentle way to inter them. And then there are options where the remains can become a part of a plant.
Yeah, yeah. When you told me that, I was like, okay, that is totally awesome. I don't know how well it would work, how well it works here in Colorado. We have just horrible, I mean, for trees and stuff,
right.
Unless it's a certain kind of tree, it's horrible for growing. So I don't know if I would want to, you know, do that here. But no,
but
that, those are pretty awesome,
have,
though.
Have the ashes embedded in a garden stone, like a tile to go in the garden. You can have you can have blown glass ornaments or jewelry made
with that's
the remains
totally cool.
of the pet embedded inside of them. So there's lots of things. We just had a sad story. Two children lost their pet. It ran across the street while the dog was trying to get to them and got hit by a car. And the mom got a little stuffed animal that holds the ashes.
Aww.
So it's got a little spot in the back where the zipper, and you can place the ashes inside the little bear.
That's cool. What's one of the most popular items that you sell, Tony, from your site?
I have to say still it's urns. I think people are more, that's the more traditional way is to use urns, but more and more we're seeing, aren't we, Sky, the popularity of these alternatives, and the blown glass pieces can be stunning. Mm-hmm. The garden markers are great. The plants are nice because let's say that Fluffy used to go to a certain tree. Well, now when you point at that tree, you can say, that really is Fluffy's tree. Because Fluffy's actually part of it.
Yeah, that's totally cool.
Yeah, but I think, as we were saying, the portable items also, and people have multiple pets, as you've indicated, and they like to have a separate keepsake or memorial, and you can have paintings made where your pet is represented in a pet portrait, and in some cases you can even, if you like, have the remains, some of the remains or the fur integrated into the painting itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's that's really cool. I'm a totally traditional urn girl. I mean, I have a shelf in my hallway with all of them. I even have one, we found a deceased dog on the side of the road. This is last year. Did the whole thing, took it to the vet to get it scanned for a microchip. I guess they had called the street department or whoever it is that picks them up here. I believe it's the street department.
Right.
And we're like, oh, we're not going to wait. I mean, it looked like a brand new collar on and everything. So took her to my vet, no chip. You know, posted her on all the sites and Craigslist and put the posters up around the neighborhood. I mean, we waited 3 or 4 weeks. The vet kept her in a freezer, cold for us. And finally we said, okay, nobody's coming forward. We parted through Homeward Bound, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Had her cremated, partitioned, and we'll discuss that, too, so people know what that is.
Right.
And we have her up there, so she is a home. You know, nobody claimed her, but we wanted her to have at least her.
And there's so many people. Part of it is our mobile society now.
Yeah.
There are so many people that move around, and especially in our area where we have so much military, and they don't stay in one place like people used to, and they want to be able to take their pets with them.
Right.
They were family members. They don't want to leave them behind. And
that just surprised me, though, that nobody, I mean, I could not find, I found the person that hit the dog. It was, you know, got hit by a car. That person came forward and, I mean, was devastated. I mean, totally devastated. But could not find the owner. It was just so, it was so odd that I found the person. But, you know, that's how much we put it out there to try to, we didn't put her picture out there. We didn't want to put a picture of a deceased dog, you know, but, you know, described her and just nothing. So, but so the urns, you know what I like to do? I go to like flea markets or whatever, and I like to find something that's unique, that would that totally fits the pet's personality. It might not be an urn, but it's a vase or something of some kind, you know, with a cover. But so want both your opinions on this. When do you think, because like I said, the time to say goodbye, when, I know it could be different for everybody, but the best time, whether they're in hospice care or not. Like I said, I mentioned earlier, I personally think once there's no longer managing their pain, is that time. What do you guys think? What do you normally tell people when they're just not sure?
Well, and your parameter of when I can't manage the pain anymore, the animal is suffering.
Right.
That's definitely something. One other thing, there's a lot of conditions that, like kidney failure, where the animal is not showing outward signs of pain, but maybe once they get ill enough, then they stop eating. They're not interested in, like you said, joining the rest of the group. They're going off by themselves. Those are the kinds of things. And I will just advise people, you know your pet better than everybody else. And when you think that it's the right time, you're probably correct. And so don't second guess yourself.
Okay, that's good advice. Don't second guess.
Right.
Yeah, and you guys both talked about also making plans. So having, do you suggest having like an urn or whatever they're going to do picked out before it happens?
We actually invite people to
just
come
like
to
people
our place,
get caskets and stuff.
Our memorial center,
and
do the pre-planning ahead of time.
Yeah,
if they know their animal's getting old or is, you know, has received a bad diagnosis where they know things are not going to be going much longer. Come on over. When you're not in the middle of the grieving process, sit down with us. We'll make all the arrangements, figure out exactly how you want to handle things. You can pick out an urn right then if you want to. Prepay if you want to, and we'll hold it in, you know, as a deposit until you
like a regular human casket.
Exactly.
They do for
and then when it actually happens, you don't have to think about it. Everything's all ready to go.
Okay, Tony, when we get back, I want to talk about faithful friends a little bit. But Len is giving me the break signal again. You know, we people that pay for this stuff, you know. But we love them. We love our advertisers. You're listening to CosmicBroadcasting.com and The Animal House Show.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Cleaning and want more time that is stress-free? For over 7 years, Clean Castle Service has been doing the nitty-gritty chores in your home or office. Call today for your free consultation and let our staff tailor-fit a cleaning schedule that meets your needs, whether it's weekly cleans to the one-time deep clean. Call 719-323-7155 or visit us at cleancastleservice.com and let our friendly staff serve you. Again, 719-323-7155. That's Clean Castle Service, where you are royalty.
A new Fit You is waiting to emerge at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio. Hi, I'm Tom, and I have a variety of ways to help you strengthen your body and mind. Whether it's individual personal training, class sessions in martial arts, or my nutrition workshops, I have what it takes to help build self-confidence, learn self-defense, or just blow off some steam. We always all have steam to blow off daily. Classes are available for adults and kids. Just call, click, or come by and let me help you take the first step to a new, healthier you. We're located at 2519 Airport Road in the lower level. You can call us at 719-930-6365 or check out www.tc.com. tchafer.com. Again, tchafer, SEEHAFER.com for more information. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio.
Donut Oven provides the best variety of donuts in all of Southern Colorado. Come in and try our vast array of specialties, including the maple bacon, the Elvis donut with banana and peanut butter, or come in and ask what our famous Pueblo Chili Pepper donut is all about. Make it a point to come by for breakfast, too. Pick up a breakfast burrito or a croissant, or create your own breakfast to start your day. We're located at 198 South Purcell Boulevard in Pueblo West. Call 719-547-5085 to place your order, or stop in and pick up a dozen. Donut Oven and a whole lot more.
The Chocolate Blues Business Networking Festival is a large-scale one-day networking event exclusively for business decision makers. Come and enjoy a day of networking with hundreds of businesses, a lot of yummy chocolate, and groovy blues music. We do these events all over the country, so go online to bizfestival.com and find out when the next event is happening near you. For more info on the Chocolate Blues Business Networking Festival, visit bizfestival.com.
Advertisers are always welcome here at Cosmic Broadcasting. If you would like to advertise your product with us, call 1-866-615-6889.
Ladies, are there really
all these
guys here?
Howdy,
Jen.
Do you want to dance?
Yeah!
This is the part I always ask Lynn. I'm like, are we on?
Make me wanna
shout, Tony, you gotta sing. Shout, 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 shout. Very good. We did very well. I have to have my guests sing because I would, you know, people would be like, "What is that screeching coming through the freaking radio?" I cannot carry tune whatsoever.
Well, I have to say, Vicki, you conduct a really fun radio show.
Appreciate it.
I was just saying the same thing.
Appreciate it. It's so funny. A lot of times we do have, you know, animals in here. We have a lot of service animals, or we had the therapy cat. We've had, I tried to get Jenny with Mellow Memories. They do the miniature horse therapy horses.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, just bring one of them in, you know. We've had iguanas in here.
I think the iguana was the one that did it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, what, really? And this thing is climbing on me, typing on the keyboard. And for some reason, I felt so safe. I wasn't freaked out or nothing. It was just like, hey, cool. You want to do my job? Hey, so I'm going to leave.
It's so funny. At the front doors of this building, you know, the studio, it says,
No pets allowed.
No pets allowed.
Oh.
And I'm, and so we're thinking about doing a promo for the animal showing the no pets allowed and having a bunch of people walk in different animal species, you know.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, so, but no, we've only had one incident between a couple dogs.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it's been good.
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, Vicki, one thing that we do on FaithfulFriends.com is support organizations. I'm very, very friendly with Canine Companions for Independence.
Yeah, yeah.
Guide Dogs for the Blind, mm-hmm. and, of course, Morris Animal Foundation, headquartered right here in Denver. And so if there are any animal organizations that would like to have a link through to their site, we're happy to support those organizations.
Awesome.
On
so how do they, I mean, they could go to faithfulfriends.com, but how do they get a hold of you specifically? Is it best to call or best to email you?
I'm via Facebook? I'm available through all medium, whether we have a lot of Facebook friends, and I'm trying to convert our Facebook friends to become FaithfulFriends.com community members. My email is info@FaithfulFriends.com. And the phone number, I'm always happy to visit with anybody, is on the website. And something I wanted to mention, mm-hmm. I think it's so interesting that you're in Colorado Springs. Sky and I have known each other and been friendly for several years.
Yeah.
She's in Colorado Springs. And just today, we are filming our first interview with our Ask a Vet group,
yeah.
which the answers are provided by Aspenwood Animal Hospital in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Do you know them, Dr. Kelly, Dr. Lovingood, and all the people at Aspenwood?
Yes, we know them.
Well, we're just today filmed our first video where people
can
ask on Faithful Friends non-emergency questions. And once a month, they're going to be providing answers to questions that are submitted, plus additional information and resources.
That's terrific. Like I said, the website's really cool. I mean, people could gather there for whatever reason, as long as it's about their pets or their animals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so, because I've seen some people post, you know, post the little blurbs or whatever about, or whatever. I mean, they just introducing their pets or talking about the loss of a pet. I've, you know, read through some of them, and what a really cool little place to congregate, I guess.
Well, thank you, and I invite any critiques, and it's a young site, and we're just populating the shop because I want to be, I don't want to be an Amazon. I want to hand select and pick, and we're adding new products slowly and carefully so that they are good products at good value with good service, and they're unique and they're meaningful to people.
Now, before we go, because I want to make sure you get it in Sky, how could people find you? And is Homeward, but is this a local business, or do you have business? Is it part of a larger thing? You're not a franchise or anything like that, right?
We're not a franchise.
You're local.
We are local here in Colorado Springs, but we also provide service to veterinarians and pet owners in Castle Rock, Parker, Elizabeth, Denver.
Okay, great.
Monument, Woodland Park, Pueblo. So we're all up and down the Front Range.
And how could they find you? Well, for our Colorado listeners.
All right. For our Colorado listeners, our website is homeward-bound-pet.com. And our phone number and the map and everything is right there on that. We deal with our veterinarians as well as dealing with parents and families with pets. On an individual basis as well.
And do you go into the homes as well? Do you provide that service?
We provide home pickup if people need that.
Okay, but you don't actually do euthanizing?
We provide
the
euthanasia through our home euthanasia doctors.
Okay.
And we also have, in our memorial center, we have rooms available for pet parents to meet with their veterinarian or with one of our home euthanasia doctors, and we can have the euthanasia performed right there on site, and then they can make the aftercare arrangements right after that.
I have to say, I love my vet. My vet is Dr. Alicia Jungi with Healthy Pets.
Right.
She's, and I've been going to that, you know, that clinic since I think Hancock had it before she bought it.
Right.
And they just love it there. They actually, if they could go to the vet every day and say hi to everybody, my dogs would. I mean, none of them are terrified of it. They run to the door when we get out. So I'm more comfortable doing it there. I'm always worried. I don't know what you guys think. I'm always not worried. I don't want my other dogs to be stressed out watching another dog die.
Well, and a lot of our pet parents feel the same way. Their animals don't like the vet, so they don't want to take the pet to the vet. They don't want to do it at home because it will upset the rest of the pets in the family. So oftentimes they will choose to do it at our facility in that visitation room.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then that makes it simpler for everybody.
Right. But there are options. I mean, there are options.
Where
whatever makes the person feel more comfortable. And the dog. I mean, if the dog's comfortable there on the bed, I mean, you know, it's in my house, it's their furniture. They just allow us.
I have a neighbor and her 16-year-old Great Dane.
16? Holy
well
cow.
Over 100 pounds, was very, very ill. So I arranged for euthanasia outside on the lawn by the lake. Her two children who had grown up with him, they were 20 and 22 years old.
Wow.
And similar to your daughter, this was their lifetime friend.
Sure.
And their other dog, they all gathered by the lake, and the doctor came, and I saw her about 2 hours later. I said, "How are you doing?" She said, "I feel so relieved."
Yes.
It was so nice. The kids were able to be there. Everybody, she said, I'm not happy, but I couldn't feel better. It was just for a bad situation.
That's exactly how I felt after this last one, after I had to put Kane down.
Yeah.
I was, as soon as, you know, the doctor checked you know, for the heartbeat, and he was gone, it was like a huge sense of relief.
Definitely.
Or I mean, I was like, okay, the hardest part is, I think, the decision.
Definitely.
The hardest part is definitely the decision.
I think very many, a lot of people struggle with that.
Right.
Well, as you said, the best thing, they tell you, and you know, I had a cat I took in on a Friday night to the hospital. She was 19 years old. She was not doing well. And they said, oh, she just needs antibiotics, and they sent me home. The next week, she was bleeding from every orifice, and I called the vet, and they said 3 o'clock. I said, no, now. And I thought, you know, I really resent. You didn't listen to me. This cat didn't need to suffer and live that week of her life.
Okay, you know, but bringing that up, let me ask you guys this question, being in this business that you guys are in. I am totally torn about it because I'm very involved in the animal community and follow, you know, certain stories and certain rescues and, you know, that do just wonderful work, the reputable ones, I'd say.
Right.
There are a lot of not so reputable ones. But the ones of the dogs being saved that are burned over 80% of their body, or that, you know, they have to amputate, you know, 3 legs or the back is broken, and this dog, it's not from the ones that are not from a family, the ones that are strays or the ones mm-hmm. that are there. I don't know if I agree with that and putting them through all that pain. Why not just put them down?
May I answer that?
Yeah.
I had a cat who adopted me. A lot of animals, I don't know if this happens to a lot of people, but they literally walk up to my door and it's like, hi, I'm going to live with you. He apparently was hit or squished by a garage door. His diaphragm separated. His stomach moved into his chest. The vets did a magnificent job. They fixed him up, and that cat suffered the rest of his life. And I, to this day, I say, you know, to your point, Vicki, sometimes we go to heroics that are really not
for the animal.
Well, they're just, yeah, you're right.
I have a personal story about that, too. My old Australian Shepherd, one evening, she didn't come back in the house, and I went and found her. She had a fractured leg, and the humerus had fractured. I took her to our clinic the next morning, and we x-rayed it. Sure enough, a fractured humerus. On the x-ray, the bone looked funny. And when we took a biopsy, it was
cancer.
Osteosarcoma.
Oh, yeah.
And we called the, you know, we repaired the fracture, but we called the doctors, you know, the specialists, and said, what's the prospect here? And she was already 13.
Sure.
And they said, well... Yeah. Yeah, do a chest x-ray. If there's no cancer in the lungs, it hasn't metastasized, then you could just pull the leg off and she'd be all right. Well, she was already arthritic in both front legs. So am I going to take off one front leg and make her get around on an arthritic front leg?
Yeah, exactly.
And I said, I can't do this to my dog.
Yeah, with Kane, when he got diagnosed with that the tumor, the sinus tumor, the doctor said, of course there are options. He's like, but that, you know...
Right.
Really, he's 10 years old. He's lived a good life. There's no guarantee these would even work. So, I mean, and this was at the internal veterinary specialist clinic here. Great people, great doctors, very realistic. But going back to the rescues, and you see them on... see them on all over social media or on the news, or you know, and I'm like, wait a second, you want people to send money in to save these dogs? What about the family pets that have been, you know, what about the dogs that are healthy and can still be adopted out? Why not spend the money on them instead of doing this heroic thing? And it's more of a marketing thing almost, I think. You know,
I think you're right, Vicki. I think that type of over the top is for sensationalism and marketing, and it is good in that it raises awareness and brings money in.
Definitely, that's what tears. That I'm torn about. You know, I feel so good about these animals, about these rescues and what they do. But I think their money is better spent, and not just the money part, but more importantly, the suffering of the animal.
Right, and to that, I mean. The Veterinary Specialty Center this last year, they started a program which we donated to raise funds to help people who have an animal that needs that special care.
Sure.
And, you know, that can't afford it.
Right.
For the specialist. And so we contributed
for
to
family
that.
Pets, not for the strays that people
exactly.
rescue off of cliffs or rescue because they've been abandoned in a house
yes.
And somebody had burned them. I just don't, you know, I'm like, I this dog should be, you know, should be put down, but,
humanely,
transitioned.
Transitioned, and so that they're not suffering anymore.
Exactly.
Sure,
I know.
Agree.
I mean, it's bad enough the images are so graphic, and that's, but, I mean, just, you know, oh, look at this miracle. Well, you know how many more miracles you could do with that money?
Right.
And ease, you know, and there won't be all this suffering. That's my feeling.
Correct.
I don't know. But I'm just, you know, I'm just one person.
Right.
But we
try to work with, you know, all people and all the animals that we can help and, you know, basically help the pet parents,
right.
the pet owners.
Yeah.
To have.
You guys just got a new thing in that you could do horses. The whole horse fits in there.
Exactly. We just put in the brand new machine.
Yes.
It got delivered yesterday. It'll be ready to use by next week. And we're so excited because.
A person in Black Forest certainly could have used that if there was some issue, huh?
Yeah. And now we can place a whole horse in there without having to, you know, the other alternatives for people that have smaller machines.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, speaking of the Black Forest person, I think she was our idiot for that week. But actually, it's time for our You Are That Idiot segment. So cue the music, Glenn. I just like Benny Hill. I mean, for the older ones. I can remember. Okay, Len says we have 2 minutes. Okay. I don't, you know, unfortunately, there's not a name, and I like to name, you know, call out these names, but there's somebody in Mission Viejo, California. I swear I'm horrible with that. But a German Shepherd chewed off his back leg and paw because he was tethered. You know, he was tethered to a stationary, stationary object, which is illegal there. And the owner brought him in, tried to say no, he'd hurt himself some other way. And so now the owner that dropped their German Shepherd off, only 11 months old, Orange County Shelter on November 9th, the person who brought him in, the pet owner, had no idea why the dog chewed his limb off. Basically, you are that idiot this week. So if you know who this person is, that's a good story. Call them a freaking idiot, because that's what they are, definitely. So, but we're about out of time. I want to thank, and we'll go ahead and post this again on our Facebook page and everything, but I want to thank Sky with Homeward Bound, and, both of you, and Tony, mm-hmm. both of you with the Pet Loss Professionals Alliance?
Yes.
Association?
Alliance,
okay.
Yes.
It's an A. There's a couple different A's that I could go with. And, of course, Faithful Friends and Memory Vessels. Keepsakes. Memory Vessels. How come I keep doing that? But we'll post it all on. I appreciate you guys coming on and talking about a subject that, you know, is just uncomfortable for a lot of people, but definitely needs to be talked about.
Thank you for having us here.
Not a problem. Tony, I appreciate you calling in.
Well, I am delighted, Vicki, to be a part of it. And I would encourage your listeners, if they want to talk more about it, let you know, and there, Sky and I or other professionals can certainly be happy to help them navigate these tough waters.
I will definitely pass them along. I love doing that for my guests. You guys do, you know, a favor for me and a favor for the pet people out there. So once again, thanks. You listen to the Animal House Show and Cosmic Broadcasting, and we will catch you next week.
Come on, baby, dance with me.